Happy 21st day of August. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we're currently working our way through the book of Acts. If you're new to this podcast, welcome, and thank you for coming. And basically all we do is I read some scripture and I pray about it, and I usually go through big chunks, like a whole entire book. Hey, if you want to help the podcast, you can review it wherever you are watching it or listen. Actually, you wouldn't be watching it, but you'd be listening to it. That would be really helpful. Or if you have a testimony you'd like to share, you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. And I'm going to share one of those this morning. All right. It says, "Good morning, Mary. I have been listening to Pray Every Day for a few months. I started listening on Spotify and then downloaded the app. I'm very grateful for your daily prayers and for having you read aloud the Bible each day. It's helping me to dedicate some time each day. It's very nice to hear your voice each day, and I appreciate how human you are, just being you. Thank you. The editor could edit out some little things, but you don't, and that's what makes it seem more human, if you know what I mean." Yes, this is a very human podcast. It's so very true, and I do like the mistakes because it just shows that this isn't polished. This is from my heart. So thank you so much for that. All right, we're jumping over to Acts chapter 21, verses 1 through 14 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. "When we had parted from them and had set sail, we ran a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. Having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we came in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we kept sailing to Syria and landed at Tyre. For there the ship was to unload its cargo. After looking up the disciples, we stayed there 7 days, and they kept telling Paul through the Spirit not to set foot in Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we left and started our journey, while they all, with wives and children, escorted us until we were out of the city. After kneeling down on the beach and praying, we said farewell to one another. Then we went on board the ship, and they returned home again. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais. After greeting the brethren, we stayed with them for a day. On the next day, we left and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven. We stayed with him. Now a man had four virgin daughters who were prophetesses. As we were staying there for some days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. And coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, 'This is what the Holy Spirit says. In this way, the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles.' When we had heard this, we, as well as the local residents, began begging him not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, 'What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready, not only to be bound, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.' And since he would not be persuaded, we fell silent, remarking, 'The will of the Lord be done.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this story of connection with people. And in a world that's gone kind of nutty these past couple months, not kind of nutty, we've endured so much and had to have so much separation from one another. When I read this passage, I think, oh, I'm longing to have that community again. I just want to be with people next to them, shoulder to shoulder. I want to be able to kneel on a beach and pray with a group of people. I want to be able to connect with friends. And I want to be able to just have that presence. And Lord, that is something I know you desire for all of us. So just have mercy on us right now. We pray, as an aside, we pray for a vaccine for this virus. And we pray that there can be hope restored. And we pray for communities to be restored and for relationships to be rekindled in light of this crisis we're going through. So Lord, as I look at Paul and how he's so well connected to other people and how they deeply loved him, I just pray for the church, your church universal, that we would continue to love and not isolate. We would continue to care in ways with creativity and kindness. Lord, help us to hear from you on behalf of others and to really encourage and to admonish each other. And I know that's a big old word, but basically it just means the same thing as encourage. So Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we have every day to not think of ourselves so much as being able to serve other people. So open our eyes today. I know I've prayed this a lot on Pray Every Day, but I pray it again. Would you open our eyes to those with needs today and help us to fill those needs with the power and the strength that you supply? I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, wonderful, amazing name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for your attentiveness and your consistency. And I just hope that today is a day that you feel cared for, that maybe there's someone out there who's been prompted by the Lord to serve you, to give you some encouragement that you need. That's my prayer for you today.